And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock on the show with Jen and Truda for Thursday, March 8th. A Missouri shootout that left an officer dead was the result of police being sent to the wrong house. Clinton officer Christopher Morton died Tuesday after a gunfight involving multiple officers. It started after a 911 dispatcher took a call where two women could be heard screaming. Police were sent to a residence in Clinton, though it now turns out the 911 call came from a home about 20 miles away. The alleged gunman's daughter says her father had a criminal record and likely feared the police were there to take him back to prison. Ninth-ranked and top-seeded Kansas will face Oklahoma State in a Big 12 quarterfinal game today at Sprint Center. Tip-off 1:30. The Cowboys beat the Jayhawks twice during the regular season. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma 71-60 in the opening game of the tournament to advance.
What time do I need to be sick today?
You don't feel so good?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Well, maybe,
it's so weird.
Maybe you just stay for a little bit and then you go home and rest.
I think it's the 1 o'clock flu.
Yeah. Elsewhere in college basketball, 5th-seeded Missouri will play 12th-seeded Georgia in a second-round game today in the SEC tournament in St. Louis.
I think Oklahoma State was the last people we wanted to play, though.
Right?
Come on, Sooners.
Oh, come on. This is just the baby tournament, right?
I know.
Women around the world are being recognized today on International Women's Day. The annual celebration commemorates the achievements of women throughout history and the women's rights movement. This year, Women's Day campaign theme is Press for Progress, which is a push for gender equality. And do you remember the story a couple of days ago? We talked about this guy who accidentally ordered a $1,600 Uber ride because
he meant
to just go back to his hotel, but he was drunk and he ordered it to send him home, which was in a different state. So a New Jersey man who got drunk in West Virginia and mistakenly ordered a $1,600 Uber ride to his home state will be reimbursed by a food delivery company.
The founder, is that right?
These guys, smart marketing on their part. Eat Clean Bro in New Jersey. That company is going to pay the fare to thank Kenny Bachman for choosing not to drive while drunk. Bachman says he intended to just get a ride to the house where he was staying near West Virginia University, but he fell asleep in the car and woke up 2 hours later into the 300-mile journey to his home in Jersey. Bachman had started a GoFundMe to pay the $1,600 fare, but that money will instead go to Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Nice.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Thursday morning, that makes it Throwback Thursday, and you've got to tell us by text, 816-576-7102. Twitter, Facebook, or email, or whatever, call. What song you want to hear for the Throwback Throwdown today? Is it Jen's? Which is a great, I love that song, actually.
We've been talking about prom this week because we have our prom giveaway. And this song was from 1993, which was my senior prom.
Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, I love it. Here's Shaylee's, which is little Britney Spears.
Probably from her prom.
You could vote for Joey's, which is this one. Joey, is that from your prom?
I don't really remember prom, so yes.
It's a good answer.
It's a good song.
And my song is... Smooth Groove from Jamiroquai. Remember the video? Where they moved the room around him, but he stayed.
That was a cool video.
All right, so there we go. That is the Throwback Throwdowns for today. If you want to vote by text, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Send a carrier pigeon. Doesn't matter. We've got Jen's Impossible Question here.
Up for grabs this morning, your choice of prizes. You want a movie package, which includes some movie tickets to go see game night. Plus, we'll throw in a Blu-ray of Lady and the Tramp. Or if you would like some Mavericks hockey tickets, we have a 4-pack of those. We just need the right answer to this question. According to a new study, people who have this tend to be perceived by others as more attractive, happier, caring, and approachable. What do these people have that makes them perceived that way? People who have this tend to be perceived by others as more attractive, happier, caring, and approachable. Your guess is at 576-7102.
Thank you for not making it a flying one today.
You'll be totally safe on your flight in a couple days.
I've had enough.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
According to a new study, people who have this tend to be perceived by others as more attractive, happier, caring, and approachable. What is it? 576-7102. You need to call. The text line lit up, but you have to call if you want to be able to win the prize.
That's true. You can text us your Throwback Throwdown votes for today, but get a call on the contest. So let's start here in Blue Springs. We'll start with Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
A dog.
It is. People who own a dog.
Right?
Yeah. They tend to be perceived by others as more attractive, happier, caring, approachable, and empathetic. Single men in particular are thought to be more caring and selfless if they have a pet.
Wow.
Yes, it is a dog. We'll let you choose if you'd like a 4-pack of Mavericks hockey tickets.
That'd be great.
Okay. Joey, hook her up with those hockey tickets.
Boom. All right. Done and done. Thank you, Tracy. I thought it was money.
Oh, yeah. We were getting a lot of guesses for wedding ring. People do tend to look at the bling.
It certainly makes them more attractive, doesn't it?
Nope. But
somehow.
It's just having your little puppy.
Yeah, new dogs. Puppos.
Good old pups.
I'm going to look up some dog videos right now.
Oh, I just saw my little brother's girlfriend has a dog that they use as a therapy dog. They'll take around schools and stuff. Oh, it's so sweet. I love it.
Best.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Andy Grammer's Honey, I'm Good. Today's Throwback Thursday Throwdown. Picking between the four songs.
I'll stay true.
Jens, you can vote for. Just text Jen, 816-576-7102. We've got Shaylee's, Britney Spears. Joey's pick today is Gwen Stefani. There we go. And my pick is from Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity. It's kind of a prom thing because these were big prom songs for us.
And the prom giveaway ends tonight. You have to vote by 5 o'clock. We have our 5 finalists and their stories up at KC1021.com. Vote for your favorite. We will total up all the votes tonight. And then tomorrow morning here on the show, we'll call the winner. They're going to get the prom dress of their choice from Natalie M. in Overland Park and Tux Rental from Tip Top Tux.
I'm always excited. This is great. Last year's winner was so good. She was so happy.
And the voting has been really back and forth this week. The first, Jordan was far out in the lead, and then Mallory came back huge and picked up like 1,000 votes within a couple of hours. And so Mallory has been in the lead. So, Jordan, you might want to get your friends picking it back up. Yeah. Megan, Cammie. We have one more, too. Mallory. Did I say Mallory? And Natalie from Independence is the other one. So you can check out all their stories. Vote for your favorite, the prom giveaway at KC1021.com.
All right, that's it. You're voting on the text or Facebook or email today for our throwback songs. Well, look, you and Shaylee racking up some more votes here.
Nice.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I took Shaylee's advice. I watched The Voice the other night. Alicia Keys, Kelly Clarkson. It's good season so far this year.
It's really good with Kelly Clarkson as a judge.
It is. Everybody loves her.
And there's a girl from Topeka on there. She went to high school at Shawnee Heights. She's got an incredible voice.
Oh, is that right? I missed her.
She lives in Nashville now, so I think we're going to have her on our show here in a little bit.
Oh, that's fantastic. 6:47 today. Happy International Women's Day, Jen.
Thank you. Celebrating birthdays today. Actor Freddie Prinze Jr. is 42. From Dawson's Creek, also a big supporter and participant in Big Slick right here in Kansas City, actor James Vanderbeek is 41.
Yeah.
And from LA Ink, tattoo artist Kat Von D is 36. Your favorite, Truda, Impractical Jokers. Get ready. A feature-length film based on the franchise. And the show is also getting an 8th season.
Sweet.
The hidden camera comedy follows 4 lifelong friends as they carry out outrageous dares. The movie is going to focus on an embarrassing moment from 1992 that sends the 4 friends on the road competing in hidden camera challenges for the chance to redeem themselves. The movie is going to begin production this spring. Plus, they've also received a 26-episode 8th season, which is going to keep new episodes on TV through 2019.
Excellent.
And if you didn't know, they are coming to Kansas City. They're going to be at Starlight May 19th.
Oh, I'm there. I'm there already.
You had tickets day one.
I love it. It's great.
Harry Styles is the new frontman for Gucci. The former One Direction band member is partnering with the fashion line for their latest campaign. Gucci teased the campaign on Instagram with photos that included Styles in a robe and posing with a dog.
And women love guys with a dog. Remember the impossible question.
More attractive and approachable. And a man accused of stealing Frances McDormand's Oscar is pleading not guilty. His lawyer says a video showing the man holding the Oscar for Best Actress doesn't mean he stole it. Terry Bryan is facing up to 3 years behind bars for grand theft. McDormand reportedly doesn't want to see Bryan prosecuted, but the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences is pressing charges. McDormand had just won the Oscar hours before the theft for her performance in 3 Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Truda, I know you're flying this weekend, heading out for spring break. The good news is that you're flying to California, so hopefully your flight won't be affected by another major winter storm that has hammered New England. The storm zeroing in on more than 19 million people from Connecticut to Maine. At least 400 flights have already been canceled. They say more than a half a foot of snow is forecast for the Boston area before the weather improves, which is hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you were telling me about the bad turbulence that they had going into Virginia something the other day.
Yes.
And that's all I've been able to think about. Thanks a lot.
Every passenger and the pilots even were vomiting because it was so bad. But you will be fine. They also recently arrested a crazy lady who tried to open the door of a flight. But you.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I know.
You,
right.
This Sunday will be totally fine.
All of this stuff comes out right before we fly. Of course.
Nearly half of American adults admit to regularly shopping while drunk, and things are getting worse. Americans spent an average of $448 per person in drunk purchases in 2017, nearly double what they did the year before. That equates to billions of dollars on drunk shopping per year nationwide. Men are responsible for more drunk spending than women, and Generation X spent the most on drunk purchases. So what are people buying? Everything from clothing to gambling. They say the most common purchases are shoes and clothes, and then third is gambling.
I think Amazon made that much easier.
That one click, that's all it takes.
That's it.
And a heartbroken Virginia man is offering a free engagement ring to a lucky person who can prove to him that they're in love with their significant other. Stephen Crocker posted the offer on Facebook this week, saying he didn't want to sell the ring because it's not about the money, but about love. He told the Virginian pilot that he's extending the offer after his girlfriend broke up with him last year, just a month before his planned proposal. The ring is a size 3.5, made of 14-karat gold with a half-karat stone. Says he bought it new for $1,700. Any interested couples can send Crocker a video, and he will choose the best one.
Wow.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
All right, Brittany, now's your time. We've got a throwback throwdown we've got to get your picks for. Facebook, Twitter, text.
Also have Mavericks hockey tickets to give away in just a few minutes.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee has a Britney Spears song up for today's Throwback Throwdown. You can vote for her song by texting Shaylee or Toxic or Britney or somehow indicating your vote for her. 816-576-7102. You can vote for my song. Nobody knows how to spell Jamiroquai, though.
Good point.
Maybe that's why I'm not getting any votes.
Just put Brian with a Y. Can't spell that either.
Here's, or Truda. Nobody knows how to spell Truda. Joey's. And I think the front runner at this point is Jen's.
Snap.
I must admit, I love that song.
Joey, do you have a vote count update in there?
Well, Jen is the front runner, but it's way too early to tell, and it seems like everyone's actually doing pretty well this week, but Jen is the front-runner.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of votes too, Joe.
I am. You're getting a lot more votes on Facebook than the text.
Okay. It's interesting to see the different platforms, what they vote for.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Time for our Man on the Street segment. I go around the city, ask people some random questions. You have to try to guess their answer. We make a multiple choice for you. Your chance to win a four-pack of Mavericks hockey tickets.
And starting Shawnee, here's Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Christy, how's your day starting out?
Great so far.
All right. Yeah. Well, I asked actually a Mavericks hockey referee this question.
Okay. Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper are expecting a boy, girl, or twins.
How did he answer? Did he say boy, girl, or twins?
I think he said twins.
All right.
Let's see.
Twins.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
He did say twins, which is incorrect. Yeah. The actual answer is they're expecting a baby boy.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But good for you, Christy. You are in the running for these Mavericks hockey tickets.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Hold on the line there. We'll go to Liberty next. Here's Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Morning.
What you up to today?
Heading into work.
Sweet.
All right, Keith. I asked a man from Overland Park this. What celebrity actor is the Grand Marshal at this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade? Did he say Prince Harry, Johnny Knoxville, or President Trump?
Johnny Knoxville.
All right, let's see.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Again, not the correct answer. The actual answer is David Koechner, of course, from Tipton, Missouri. But he went with Johnny Knoxville, so you also in the running for the tickets.
And we're supposed to talk to Mr. Kechner at some point, right?
Yes, his publicist is supposed to be arranging that interview, so hopefully we can chat with him before he's the big grand marshal.
You know, my family and his go way back.
Oh, that's right. You worked with his brother.
I worked with his brother Joe forever.
Nice.
The pharmacy. All right, go to Harrisonville. Here's Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
All right, Brenda, I asked a man this.
Name one of the concerts coming to Kansas City this year.
Did he say Cirque du Soleil, the Spice Girls, or Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I hope he said the Spice Girls.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Okay.
Yay. Brenda in the running for the tickets. Everybody killing it today.
And Olathe, here's Brandy, who brings up the end. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Brandy, I asked a woman from Overland Park this.
Name a college basketball team in the men's Big 12 tournament at Sprint Center this week.
Did she say Kansas Jayhawks, Chicago Bulls, or Mizzou?
Jayhawks.
Let's see.
Kansas Jayhawks.
Yes,
oh,
she did.
Go.
Yes.
Everybody in the running. Brandy, you say that like you are a Jayhawk fan. Uh-huh. Pretty excited. Okay, all the names in a bucket here, picking someone for the tickets. The winner is Christy. Christy, a four-pack of Mavericks hockey tickets for you. Enjoy the game.
Thank you so much. We will.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you. This afternoon, I feel a lot of people getting sick right around, 12:30, 1 o'clock. You just don't feel so good.
I think we were supposed to have a meeting today. I don't know. That might be canceled.
We are supposed to have a meeting around 11:30. We can knock that meeting out easily before a 1:30 game. Come on.
Oh, absolutely we can. We've never seen a meeting so fast.
Guys, super good job. You're doing great. Love it.
Crimson and blue flu, everybody.
That's right.
About 1 o'clock or so, you start seeing people file away from the office.
And that parking, you might want to just Uber downtown.
I was down there last night for the Movie Trip TV Awards.
Oh, right.
And, it's Pat. And they're charging $35 for lots.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show with Jen and Truda. It's Throwback Thursday today, and that means the Throwback Throwdown is back. You can register your vote on the Twitter, text, or Facebook.
And it's close today. We just got a few more in on the text line. I got a vote for Joey's throwback, and then one for Toxic, another one for Joey. Hella good, no doubt. And then you and I seem to be doing much better on Facebook.
Right. So that's weird. Okay, so you can vote for Jen's song, which is this. The good old DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince classic.
Since we had the prom giveaway, I went back to 1993, which was my prom, and this was the jam.
Did you jam to this at your prom?
We had this in our basketball warm-up.
Here I go. You can vote for Shaylee's song, which is Britney Spears. Joey's song getting a lot of love here is the Gwen Stefani. No doubt there. And my song. Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity. I loved this video.
It was a cool video.
They had the room would move around him, and he was doing his dance moves. Oh, it was so cool.
You're getting a ton of love on Facebook. A lot of virtual insanity coming in.
Nobody knows how to spell Jamiroquai.
Right.
That's okay. That's all right.
Don't even try. Just put Brian. It's fine.
That's, I can take that.
Or put Boom Shake the Room. Make it easy. Jen, super easy to spell.
Oh, yeah.
Just text it.
I admit, I love your song.
It's really good. 816-576-7102.
I get Throwback Throwdown in VC.
Play all the songs.
Okay, all right. Here's another good one. Sure, this was somebody's prom song of the day. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. At KC1021 of the show, good morning to you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're going on vacation on Sunday. We're leaving, going to California next week. I'll be out in Los Angeles.
Right into LAX.
Wanted to go see Hollywood.
Nice.
And We're not happy because we fly on the day that we flip forward.
Oh,
we fall for spring
right.
forward.
Yep.
The time change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's going to make flying a mess already.
Sure.
I noticed that last year's vacation spot, Florida, just voted they're not ever going to have daylight saving time again. They've decided to stay in it all year round.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to stay that, or do you like the spring forward fall back?
You know what? I really don't care, but what I hate is that some states do it and some states don't. And as somebody who has to try to book interviews, it's really annoying
true, right.
to be
yeah.
like, hey, so we're available 8 Central, which is 7 your time. No, wait, you're 6, but you're, no, but you might be 8 by then. I don't,
But if you're in Arizona, then you don't, so you're exactly. sometimes 2 and maybe 1.
Can't
and
we just all get on the same page? And I don't care which page that is, but can
I hate that they kind of leave that to the individual states to decide, because then what happens, you know? Like, so Ohio's 1, Florida's another, we're something else?
Right. And is it helping us? I don't know.
Well, I just, anyway, I can't, I hate flying on the day that we spring forward.
You're going to hopefully go see David Koechner while you're out in L.A. We are going to be chatting with him in the next couple of days about the big parade.
Yes, I can't wait. Superior Donuts and Big Bang Theory both taping next week.
Nice.
In L.A., we'll see what happens there.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A Missouri shootout that left an officer dead was the result of police being sent to the wrong house. Clinton officer Christopher Morton died Tuesday after a gunfight involving multiple officers. Started after a 911 dispatcher took a call where two women could be heard screaming. Police were sent to a residence in Clinton, though it now turns out the 911 call came from a home about 20 miles away. The alleged gunman's daughter says her father had a criminal record and likely feared the police were there to take him back to prison. Women around the world being recognized today on International Women's Day. The annual celebration commemorates the achievements of women throughout history and the women's rights movement. This year's Women's Day campaign theme is Press for Progress, which is a push for gender equality.
Happy Women's Day, you two.
Thank you.
Hope you guys lose the throwback throwdown. Huh.
Happy Women's Day to you too, Trina.
Oh, thank you. It's
How's your Dawson's Creek DVD? Pretty worn out? Ninth-ranked and top-seeded Kansas will face Oklahoma State in a Big 12 quarterfinal game today at Sprint Center. Tip-off 1:30. Cowboys beat the Jayhawks twice during the regular season. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma 71-60 in the opening game of the tournament to advance. A New Jersey man who got drunk in West Virginia and mistakenly ordered a $1,600 Uber ride to his home state will be reimbursed by a food delivery company. We first told you about this kid a couple of days ago. Accidentally was driving all the way to the wrong state because he was passed out in the back seat. Well, now the founder of Eat Clean Bro in New Jersey says his company will pay the fare to thank Kenny Bachman for choosing not to drive while drunk. Bachman intended to get a ride to the house where he was staying near West Virginia University. I fell asleep in the car, though, woke up 2 hours into the 300-mile journey to his home there in New Jersey. Bachman had started a GoFundMe to pay the fare. That money will instead go to Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Hey, very good.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Carson, should we get an update here on the voting so far, Joey? How are we doing? It's all close, right?
It is ridiculously close. There is a one-point vote difference between first and second.
Wow, look at that.
And third and fourth are not far off, so vote for your favorite song.
Like Britney Spears.
How about that? Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shaylee's throwback throwdown song right now. You vote for Jen's. I really think this one's going to win.
Joey's getting a ton of votes, though.
That's true. Joey's song is this. Hella good today, or you can vote for my song, of course. The fabulous Truda song from Jamiroquai. Never hear that song anymore.
Shaylee, can you spell Jamiroquai?
No.
I can't either.
I can't either.
And he's staring right at it.
I know, right?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The new show at KC Rep Theater is Sex with Strangers. I'm actually going to check it out tomorrow. If you would like some tickets to go, we'll see if we can win them for you. A little round of Think in Sync here.
All right, Shaylee is picking out the questions today.
I think I picked out some great ones.
Scared?
I know you should be.
We're trying to match our answers.
All right, so Jen and Truda, you're up first.
Okay.
A movie theater candy in 3, 2, 1.
Reese's Twizzlers. Pieces.
Oh,
man.
Dang.
You guys almost did never have
Big
that.
Big fat zero.
All right, Truda and Joey. A popular crayon color. 3, 2, 1.
Blue. Red.
Oh, man.
I was looking at your shirt. Blue's my favorite color.
That was very KU
was
of you guys. Rock chalk.
All right, Joey and Jen.
Okay.
A dessert made with apples.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Apple pie.
Woo! Yeah.
You didn't get that one.
For a second, I thought strudel, and I'm like, no.
Strudel.
Stick pie. Stick with the pie.
It was strudel.
That's random. All right, Jen and Truda.
All right.
A hot dog condiment. 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to go ketchup. Yeah. Everyone in Chicago is punching me in the face right now.
Right.
But we went with ketchup, which means...
She had
means...
a huge look of disgust on her face when she said it.
But that gives us 2, which means line 2. You are the winner of the KC Rep Theater tickets.
Hey, that's Ashlyn. Good morning, Ashlyn.
No. Way!
Yes!
Gosh. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a winner, so I'm pretty darn good.
Yes. You got the tickets. You're going. Hopefully you can go enjoy the show. Maybe check it out this weekend. What do you have going on?
Yeah, well, I don't really have much going on, so why not? Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. You sound very excited. I like this. You're a great winner. That's fantastic. Do you not
Thank
win
you.
A lot of stuff? Or?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I talked to you guys. I know it's kind of conceited on a regular basis. I think I've won like 4 times, but I'm always on the road, so I'm always calling in.
Nice.
But it's like 4 times in the last 2 years, but I just feel a little conceited. Like, I need to share, but I'm too competitive not to call in. So.
That's okay.
You're perfect. You fit in with us if you're competitive, because mm-hmm. that's all this show is. Speaking of that, you know, we have the Throwdown Thursday Throwback Throwdown going on. Whose song do you vote for? Have you heard the song choices?
No, I have. I don't know. I like you all, so I don't want to pick favorites, but I'm leaning a little towards Truda.
Love it.
I had to pick one, so.
She's feeling Jamiriquai.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't spell it either, though. I have no idea.
No.
I can't even pronounce it.
Jamiriquai. Nobody can spell it.
If you would just go with Boom Shake the Room, it'd be simple.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, that's Jim.
Or Britney Spears.
I feel no, that's pretty easy to spell.
Or I guess there is Shaylee's.
This is amazing. Just put you in a good mood.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, Ashlyn. We're going to get your info there.
That was the most dismissive I've heard in a while.
Joey is tabulating the votes. We have maybe 20 minutes of voting left.
It is ridiculously close.
Okay.
I mean, there's not even a big difference between first and fourth. So please text or get on Facebook and vote for your favorite.
Okay. Like Britney Spears.
There we go. Well, I feel like we've already played a lot of it now, so we can play something else. How about Kenny Loggins?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, actor Freddie Prinze Jr. is 42. From Dawson's Creek, also a big supporter and participant in Big Slick here in Kansas City, actor James Vanderbeek is 41. Did you see they're having another baby? Yeah, what is
what?
That, number 5? Number 5!
Is that right?
Ooh. He and his wife are really
busy.
And all of their kids are just like perfectly adorable and look exactly like a blonde, blue-eyed James Vanderbeek babies. Number 5!
Wow.
He's getting up into Dave Koechner range there now with all those babies.
Oh, I mean, what is that? Yeah, like, holy cow.
We're going to have Koechner on the show tomorrow to chat about him being the Grand Marshal.
I don't want to wait for birth control to take over.
And from LA Ink, tattoo artist Kat Von D is 36 today. Impractical Jokers fans, get ready. A feature-length film based on the franchise. That's happening. It's also getting an 8th season on TV. The hidden camera comedy follows 4 lifelong friends as they carry out outrageous dares. The movie apparently is going to focus on an embarrassing moment from 1992 that sends the 4 guys out on the road competing in hidden camera challenges for the chance to redeem themselves. The movie's supposed to begin production here pretty quickly this spring. Impractical Jokers has also received a 26-episode 8th season. That's going to keep new episodes on through 2019. And keep in mind, they are coming to Kansas City. They're going to be at Starlight May 19th.
I'm ready.
A man accused of stealing Frances McDormand's Oscar is pleading not guilty. His lawyer says a video showing the man holding the Oscar for Best Actress doesn't mean he stole it. Terry Bryant is facing up to 3 years behind bars for grand theft. McDormand reportedly doesn't want to see Bryant prosecuted, but the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences is pressing charges. McDormand had just won the Oscar hours before the theft for her performance in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That is your entertainment news for Thursday, brought to you by City Union Mission. Every day, City Union Mission brings relief to struggling people with food, clothing, and household items, and most importantly, compassion and love. Give online today to help at cityunionmission.org.
All right, this is it. The final votes for the Throwback Throwdown. Jin Song, DJ Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince. Shaylee's song is Britney Spears.
Poor Shaylee. Nobody can spell her name right on the text line.
That's okay. As long as you can spell toxic, that's all you need.
We get so many different versions. Okay.
You can vote for Joey's song. Pretty easy there. Spelled no doubt. Hella good, Joey. What's that?
And everybody can spell my name correctly.
It's true.
I don't think it's the same for the three of you.
That's true. Or my song. Well, if you're going to bungle Truda, you're bungling Jamiroquai.
Huge bonus points to 9658, who just texted, I vote for Jamiroquai. Spelled it correctly.
Yeah, there you go.
Hope right. You Googled that. Oh, that's really impressive.
Okay, we're going to find out who is the winner coming up next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show with Jen and Truda, Thursday morning. As we wind down, it has all come down to this. In the throwback throwdown for today.
A few last second votes were rolling in for Joey. I saw that. I'm afraid that might push him over.
There's one title that I'm going to type into the system here that's going to be the winner that we will play for today's throwback throwdown winner. Joey has been tabulating the votes all morning long. Joey, what does the breakdown look like?
Well, it was an absolute nail biter. But, and this is going to actually show you how it is. With 29% of the votes, the winner, no doubt, hella good.
Oh, Joey, the winner today.
I demand a recount.
Wow.
Now the text line was hot for Joey today, I'm telling
you. Yeah.
Remember, he is tabulating the votes. I know, but I have access to the text line, and I do check the phone numbers to make sure it's not him texting his own name in repeatedly, and it's not.
Well, congratulations.
Because I sent a text on Saturday asking for a certain song for the 80s weekend.
Oh, look at that. All right, Joey, the winner of today's Throwback Throwdown. Look at there. Well, congratulations. We will see you all tomorrow. The waves keep on crashing on me for some
reason. The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.